Lesson 12. I am full of wisdom and understanding. Wow, this is such an important thing to teach our kids. I know, I feel like I say that every week, but these are important, important life-changing things. If our kids can learn to value wisdom as it comes to them and not push it away, they're going to not have to go through the things that you and I and their parents went through. They will value the wisdom that comes, and they'll have understanding. Instead of having to be taught by circumstances, wisdom teaches you. You receive it, and then you do act smart, even though you didn't get knocked in the head to have to do that. This is one of those things that you probably feel the same way. If you could just remove their brain and stuff this into their head, and they would understand it, and they would do the right things so that they would be blessed. I don't know. If you have kids, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But we can help our kids to have wisdom and understanding where their parents' instructions are concerned or where God's instructions are concerned. We can be that other voice. You know, I think it's so important for kids to hear things at home and then hear things at church that support what's going on at home. If they're hearing things from church and hearing things from home, it makes them a very strong person. It begins to make sense to them. I know as a commander, there is an anointing on you to teach these things. There's even an anointing available on you to make obeying the word sound cool to the super kids. There is something about Super Kid Academy that kids desire to serve God. They desire to do what He says. And you're anointed to bring these things across to the kids today. I just want to encourage you in that. You may think, well, I don't know. I'm not Commander Kelly, or I don't know if... No. Hush all that up. Let the Lord anoint you to preach the gospel to the kids in a way that they want to hear it. So that's a word from the Lord for you today. As you're teaching these things, I want you to really get across to the kids the difference between what wisdom is and what foolishness is. Wisdom is the knowledge of what's true or right, along with knowing what to do. Foolishness, God gave me this definition of foolishness, but foolishness is pushing wisdom away or turning your back on it. We see that in Proverbs. You know, give examples to the kids of that. When you're describing foolishness, let the kids know there's a difference between being stupid. I mean, if someone's stupid, you know, sometimes there's not a lot somebody can do about being stupid, but they can learn something. But if they're stupid, their learning ability is impaired. But our kids are not stupid. There's ignorance. Being ignorant of something, you don't know what you don't know. But our kids are not ignorant, and they're certainly not going to be ignorant about this because you're giving them the information. You can fix being ignorant by going to the Word and getting the right information. But foolishness is having the wisdom come to you and you push it away, or you decide, I'm not going to do that. Whether that wisdom comes from the Bible, that wisdom comes from your parents, or that wisdom comes from your teachers, or that wisdom comes from that still small voice of the Holy Spirit talking to you. When He tells you something and you push it away, that is being a fool. And it's described perfectly in Proverbs 1. Read that and go through that with the kids. You can be wise or simple-minded. If you're wise, then you're relying on God for wisdom. If you're simple-minded, you're relying on yourself. My brain is way more simple than God's brain. My way of thinking is more simple-minded than God's way of thinking. But I can have His wisdom. I just have to choose it. But if you choose to turn your back on God's wisdom, verse 31 says we have to eat the fruit of our own way. What does that mean? You're stuck with the results of doing things your way. You can do things God's way and be a winner, or you can do things your own way and be a loser. And you're stuck with the fruit of that if that's what you decide. So help your kids make decisions today to value wisdom, to ask for it, to listen to it, and to obey it. And when they do, God's going to be able to lead them and guide them, and they will begin to have understanding beyond their years. You know, I've always said, I want to raise a bunch of kids that by the time they're in sixth grade, they are spiritual adults, knowing what to do and how to do it. And then all they lack is the experience. And as they walk through middle school and high school and college and begin to live their life, they will have the understanding to live their life God's way.